Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Dr. Saad Usmani. We're pleased to present highlights in multiple myeloma from the 2018 ASCO annual meeting in Chicago that took place in June of 2018. There were several important abstracts that were presented from the smoldering myeloma setting clinical trials to treatment of newly diagnosed patients in the transplant eligible as well as ineligible setting, as well as data in relapse refractory myeloma with single agents as well as with combination chemotherapies and immunotherapies. You will be seeing several faculty from the myeloma research community discussing different abstracts. What I'm going to do is try to highlight some salient features on each of these abstract categories. Within the smoldering myeloma category, you're going to be hearing about some data with daratumumab as well as with some elotuzumab experience. In the newly diagnosed setting, you're going to be hearing about some provocative data that actually led to the discontinuation of the pembrolizumab, lenalidomide dexamethasone, as well as pembrolizumab, pomalidomide dexamethasone trials that were halted by the FDA last year. You're also going to hear about some of the ongoing clinical trials that are combining the new anti-CD38 monoclonal antibody isatuximab for newly diagnosed patients. I guess most of the data that was presented at ASCO focused in on that relapse refractory myeloma patient population. Perhaps the most significant abstracts in the early relapse setting were from the pomalidomide bortezomib dexamethasone versus bortezomib dexamethasone phase 3 study that were presented by Dr. Richardson, which will likely impact the clinical practice in the United States specifically once these data lead to the approval of that combination in the early relapse setting. There was also an abstract that was presented about the early experience with daratumumab and bortezomib, daratumumab and carfilzomib dexamethasone that were presented informing a phase 3 trial that's actually ongoing with that combination in early relapse setting. And another ongoing clinical trial looking at that the other anti-CD38 monoclonal antibody isatuximab with carfilzomib dexamethasone that's ongoing. Each of these studies will not only inform clinical practice, but will also help us plan future trials within that space. So safety data generation is important, and you'll hear from the faculty about some of the safety data with those combinations. In terms of the most exciting immunotherapy data that were presented at ASCO, it's perhaps the update of the BCMA CAR-T study of the compound BB2121. And these data were updated by Dr. Nupur Rajay, demonstrating in a highly relapsed refractory patient population a median PFS of almost a year, which is better than any other single agent that we've seen in the last 5 years. So those data are quite encouraging, but at the same time, we have to take them with a pinch of salt because we're not really, curing myeloma with CAR T cell strategies, even though, we are seeing wonderful results compared to some of the other single agents. So Dr. Rajay will discuss some of those nuances as she discusses that particular abstract. With checkpoint inhibition, there has been a lot of controversy after the FDA halted the two pembrolizumab phase 3 studies. And you'll hear about some of the data that has been released at ASCO, with the frontline transplant ineligible clinical trial, as well as in the relapse refractory setting. You'll get to see the reasons why the FDA rightly halted those studies. But there are caveats to their experience as well. So stay tuned and learn about some of those data. There were important updates from two phase 3 trials in the relapsed refractory setting within the 1 to 3 prior lines of treatment setting. One was an update on the long-term follow-up of the combination of elotuzumab, lenalidomide, dexamethasone from the ELOQUENT 2 trial experience, showing that beyond 3 years, the three drug combination continues to have sustained progression-free survival benefit. The other important update was from the ENDEAVOR trial, which had compared carfilzomib dexamethasone with bortezomib dexamethasone in the 1 to 3 prior lines of treatment setting. And this update was relevant to the overall survival benefit for almost 9 months being observed on the KD arm versus the bortezomib dexamethasone arm. So these data will be discussed in more detail and as part of this particular activity. Last but not least, one of the key issues from a clinician standpoint with the administration of daratumumab is the long time it takes for the intravenous formulation to be administered to the patients. And keeping that in mind, a subcutaneous formulation was developed and has been in early phase clinical trials since 2015. The early data were presented in December of 2016 and more recently have been updated at ASCO 2018, demonstrating that the subcutaneous formulation of daratumumab that can be administered under 5 minutes is safe, tolerable, and appears to be at least as active as the IV formulation. And based on this early phase clinical experience, there was a large randomized phase 3 trial that's ongoing comparing IV versus the subcutaneous daratumumab formulation. And details about that specific ongoing study were presented as a trials in progress at ASCO. Please enjoy the highlights presented in this activity.